Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. That was the first time I had heard that audio all the way through that way. It's amazing. It's an amazing time. Everything's changing so quickly, and not to make it about us or about me, but I'm not struggling. Struggling is the wrong word. I am trying to evolve myself as a person and as a show host. Although I have my opinions, I have my values, I have my paradigms, my outlooks, and I can get ramped up and I can argue and fight. And that's part of being a talk show host. You can't have a show for 4 hours during this time and do nothing but play games, which I enjoy. But I'm trying not to take it personally. I'm trying not to get my feelings hurt. We all do. Everyone has their own opinions. There's never been a human being like Donald Trump in the history of the world, as far as I know, that causes such loyalty and passion. People would die for this man and such hatred. So it is what it is. And we're all in it. And one of these days, he's not going to be a figure in any of our minds other than historically. And we're all going to have to live with what we did and what we thought during this time. And I'm trying to just be very accepting of other people and realize that they're coming at it from a different point of view. And it's hard, you know, but it's amazing. It is just amazing what's going on in the world and how it continues, whether it's a pandemic that came from a friggin' bat, or it's George Floyd's death, or racism for hundreds of years, that it coalesces around this one human being. He's like Jupiter. He just has the gravity. It all just comes. And if it isn't naturally coming back to him, he's bringing it back to him. It's just amazing. Your thoughts after listening to it? Rach, I know you listened to it a bunch because you heard it this morning live, then you cut it up for us.
I mean, is it really more about him than it would have been about Obama or George W. Bush?
100%. 100%. Because it wasn't. We had 9/11. People loved Bush. People hated Bush. Yay, Barack Obama's the first black president. Oh my God, I hate Barack Obama. I'm sure it was the same way with Garfield and Taft and Adams. But no president has ever had this. I mean, he didn't develop it when he took the Oval Office. Like, I wasn't an apprentice guy, but you were. I mean, he's always been Donald Trump. You know, big giant capital letters on his planes and his buildings, and he just continued it here. Love it, hate it, indifferent, doesn't matter. It's just, I just find it incredible.
Yeah, I kind of had like a breakthrough moment yesterday. We had some people on hold when you were talking about like clearing out Lafayette Park. And there was a gentleman named Michael who didn't get to come on the air, but he was a pastor. And he was like, I'm a pastor and I see Trump as holding the Bible as a sign of strength. And for whatever reason, it just finally clicked in my mind that like, okay, there is a large part of the country who whether or not Trump's reading that Bible or getting on his knees and praying every night, that's not as important as the fact that he is willing to hold the Bible and get his photo taken and put out the public appearance of like, hey, evangelicals, Catholics, I've got your back. That's more important to them than whatever's most important to me. And it's similar to like if the president of our company, if the president of Intercom was doing a big Zoom meeting and everyone in the company was watching, it would be similar to if he threw on a Dave Glover Show t-shirt. I don't think he probably listens to the show. He probably doesn't know me or Tony's name, but that wouldn't matter to me because I would be happy that he was wearing the shirt and showing the DGS that they're important. So for the longest time, for 3 or 4 years now, I've been wrestling with it. Like, what is it about him? And then it's like, well, duh, he's connecting with these people in a way that I didn't see Barack Obama connect with Democrats in that way. It was like, yeah, I love Barack. I'm so happy that he's president. But it wasn't like, this is my dude and everything he does is great. Trump's found a way to reach out to half of the population and make them feel that way, which is great. But then you wonder, what about that other half who can't get on board with his style and who feels very alienated and who feels like in moments like this, he can purposely use inflammatory language or things that could be interpreted two or three different ways. One really wonders what kind of reach he could have if he would be a little more diplomatic, you know, because he has that charismatic personality, but he makes those decisions, which is great for half of the population. But the other half, I understand why they, and I've been a part of that group on many occasions, feel kind of hopeless about the situation.
But I can't believe I'm playing devil's advocate for him. But devil's advocate, I've come to believe this. If he were more diplomatic, he would not have the passion from a lot of his 46% that he does. Because they love that about him.
Which once again, is great for them. If you're on that team, there's nothing better. But if you are on the side that isn't already in his camp and you would like to feel like your president has your back too, not just you kind of wish he had 50% your back, 50% your back instead of 100%. I have your back and you guys, yeah. We can maybe make a deal, but I don't really care if I make you mad because I've got this super solid base.
We don't need analogies because you guys are smart and you get it. But here's another one. In radio, we talk about P1s. And those are basically people who listen to your radio station the most. And you want to super serve your P1s. This station is about 80-20 men. Our show is about 60-40. We have by far the most females who listen to talk radio. But it would be like if Steve Moore, our boss, said, you go after 55-year-old men. We don't care if you get one woman. We don't care. If we get them, that's great. But we're going to win by getting all the men in St. Louis listening to 97.1 in the afternoon. That's kind of the approach. And it's a way to go. And we're going to see it. The 2016 election was crazy. Hillary Clinton, Russia, whatever. This election should be, it's going to be crazy again because of COVID and George Floyd and all this stuff going on, but it should be a better test. And it will be a test not only of the president, but of can you really super serve that 40 to 50% and win?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. And if he does, you just watch as that becomes the new thing. You know, where Joe Biden is at least trying to appear to represent everyone. Although if you dig into his platform, he doesn't represent me. You know, I don't want him to be able to do all the things he says he's going to do, because that's going to be bad for me. But his shtick is very inclusive. So we'll see what wins. Is it shtick? Is it?
It's just a shame whenever you have to be like, yeah, you could be inclusive. America is a very diverse country. That's kind of our thing, right? We're the melting pot. So if you have white evangelicals in the bag, great, but that's not the entire country.
I agree with you.
And there are plenty of people who just can't identify with that lifestyle. I look at Twitter and I follow Annie Frye and Tim Jones, and then I follow Antonio French and I all sorts of people on CNN and all that. I see these two different realities playing out. And Gabe Pfeiffer even tweeted like last night, he's like, there's people are living in two separate worlds and it's becoming harder and harder to merge those mm-hmm. together. And it's scary to me as someone who can't like wholeheartedly scream on either side of that and be like, yep, this is me. I'm a dyed in the wool Democrat. No, I can't do that. But then, you know, there are people who are like, you just want everybody to get along. You don't believe anything. You don't fight for anything. I don't think that's true. I think you can fight for what you believe in without actively trying to make the other side feel like crap.
It's absolutely true. And I agree with you. You know that. I sort of represent that, sort of the poster boy for that. But I used this analogy before. It's like your first night in prison. You better pick a gang or you're going to get effed up. And that's how society feels now. Didn't used to always be that way. We talked about it when I was a younger man. There were political wonks, but no one asked what affiliation you were. No one asked that. And if you told them, no one really cared. No one would try to talk you out of it. Now, it's been a long time since I've been at a cocktail party or a barbecue, but now it's like people are very uncomfortable if you are not pledged. You know? You're Teak, you're Fiji. No, I'm not really. No, well, we better pick one.
It's only like that in the media and on social media and on the internet, though. And what I'm afraid of is it turning into the streets. Because I've said this many, many times. In my community in North County, which is extremely diverse, and my kids go to a high school that is... It is 50-50, if not leaning even more one direction. My next door neighbor is black, and I don't see him in the backyard, and we don't give each other the side eye. You know, we talk like neighbors do. And when I'm at the gas station, it's, oh, excuse me. Oh, no, you were first. Oh, here, I'll hold the door for you. There's not this tension. This underbelly of like, oh, there's the white guys and there's the black guys. And if you were to look at social media or watch television, you may think it's that way. But if you live in these communities, you know it's not. And that's what scares me the most, is that what is being portrayed in the media and on the internet will start to seep in and create that animosity in these communities.
This is a great
discussion. That it doesn't exist in.
To what degree, because I'm not on social media, to what degree do both of you feel like social media and our media and television and newspapers and politicians, basically people with a bully pulpit, to what degree is that a completely separate world from real life? And you guys are just like obsessed with this. Or is it a reflection of the common man?
I think it's separate. I'm kind of with Tony. I mean, but then it becomes real. It becomes its own thing. It creates issues that you didn't realize were there before, and then you realize like, oh yeah, I better think about that. I better figure out how I feel about this thing I would have maybe never even thought of before.
I don't think that when the media is talking about racism or issues that it's made up and there are real racist aspects of some parts of our community, and there are some problems that we have to work on. But I think it highlights where those things are, and then magnifies it to such a degree that, and then puts out this message that it looks like it's so bad out there. But if you're living in these communities, I'm telling you, that's where I live. These are my neighbors and my friends and coworkers. And I don't, when I go grocery shopping, I don't have that feeling. You know, there's not this tension
between
the races.
But maybe there's more of a tension in communities that are all white or all black, and then when they start to mix. Yeah,
sure.
The whole thing is like, that's why diversity is a great thing. The more contact you have with people who don't look like you, the better relations you're going to have. But we're pretty split up. And so I saw a video this morning of this woman who was mad at this white teenage boy who was holding a Black Lives Matter sign. He was by himself on the side of the highway holding a sign that said Black Lives Matter. And she's a white woman, and she's like, why are you holding that sign? I don't want my kids to see that sign. You're going to have people come down here and shooting at the highway. This lady had no idea what she was talking about. She probably doesn't have anyone in her life who's black that she cares about. the fact that she was so triggered, sorry to use the word, but so triggered by three words, which are Black Lives Matter, and thought that this kid was going to incite a riot by standing by himself with a piece of poster board with three words on it that is only lifting up a community that feels disenfranchised right now. That's yep. just an example. And then there are, you know, there, then there are other people who are like, you get on Twitter and I don't know how serious these sentiments are, but people who get on Twitter who are just like, oh, white people, you know, making
and
mean remarks
that's
about everybody who's
by the people on the internet and people on the media.
Yeah, I agree
that these communities that don't have any diversity in them on both sides would look at the television and think,
it's
oh
us
my,
versus
yeah,
them.
Oh
they
God.
Hate me.
All white people hate us. Mm-hmm. And I can see it on TV. Or all black people hate us. Look at the television. You know, and that's always been my biggest fear as this continues to get so built up in social media and on television that it starts to seep into the communities where, again, I'm not saying there's not a problem. There's problems that need to be fixed and addressed, but there's not this attitude of me versus you, and every time, you know, that there's not tension in the air in a lot of these communities, and I'm afraid that this will create that if they keep on spouting that message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.